This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Banks and financial institutions have tended to be ahead of the curve in competing on analytics. They are early adopters of technology and, as such, have made performance management a key mandate in their organizations. In this segment, you'll listen in as I speak with Lawrence Trigwell, Associate Vice President for Financial Services at Cognos. Lawrence has more than 20 years' financial services experience in helping customers leverage technology to meet performance challenges and gain competitive advantage. Here, he shares how banks are using Cognos to gain better customer and risk insight. What are some of the major challenges facing the banking industry?
Well, I think there are many and varied issues facing banking, obviously globally, but I think they fall really into two broad categories. First is what I think we would refer to as governance risk and compliance. They're responding to the regulatory theme for increased transparency and disclosure, partly, of course, driven by the high-profile situations in banking of the last few years, and the ongoing situation in banking currently. And the second of those categories would be what we would consider to be the other side of the coin, you know, driving how specifically satisfying shareholders and stakeholders to meet their growth and margin objectives.
How are banks using Cognos to compete on analytics more effectively? What are some of the key metrics that they're really tracking?
So, given the two challenges facing banks at the moment around governance, risk, and compliance, and those growth and margin performance objectives. So banks are using analytics to sweat the asset to the assets that exist in the bank. So is that a class leading set of products, which they've got to make sure that they're selling the right product in an appropriate volume. Or is it about sweating a particular channel or group of channels? So they've got expensive branch networks that they need to be able to. They need to be able to make sure they're optimizing the capacity of those networks, both in terms of setting the appropriate set of plans, but also measuring that performance against those plans. And of course, in a multi-channel environment, of course, it's about managing both the branch network, but also the online presence, a third party, the agency presence, as well as call center and telephone banking networks. Or, you know, whether that asset is, in fact, the customer asset or a capital asset. So in a customer base, for example, banks have invested heavily, sometimes through acquisition, sometimes through organic development of a customer base, often, obviously, a combination of both of those. And within that asset, if you can think of customers as a core asset, it's got to be about making sure that those customers are serviced appropriately with the right product at the right time through the right channel. Obviously, they're looking to do that as efficiently as they also can in terms of their risk profile and risk appetite setting. So they're looking to, again, not attract the wrong type of customer at a price that's inappropriate. So balancing all of that together, they're using analysis to drive performance.
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, sure. So I think one great example to think about from an analytical point of view, for example, then would be one of the world's largest banks, in fact, has a particularly large branch network, not unlike many of the world's largest banks. And one of the challenges it was facing in terms of driving in terms of meeting its particular growth objectives, was balancing the compensation plans for staff in those branches with its branch footprint and its branch sales plan and sales performance. And they had a monthly view at best of how performance was happening. So one of the things they needed to do was both change the compensation plan at a branch level and simultaneously provide a mechanism to aggregate that information on branch performance. What that typically meant was that manual timely process, manual and untimely process, meant that management reports for branch performance were taking 7 weeks to collect the information, to build it into a consistent format, and then to subsequently distribute it. And what that meant, of course, was that people were dealing with old information and infrequently dealing with that information. What they've subsequently been able to replace that 7 week process with a 7 second process. So branch managers and relationship managers within the branch now receive daily performance reports within 7 seconds of the information being available to them. Where what they now get, of course, is one decision point for every trading day. Say, for example, 220 decision points a year. And that's a significant increase in agility.
Any other examples that spring to mind?
Another example I wanted to talk to really was in the area of risk management and where it's obviously very topical and where risk concentrations are essential to provide to senior management for all sorts of rather topical and painful reasons right now. And one great example is one of the large European banks are using Cognos to provide risk insight to senior management in a way that they simply weren't able to do before. And the ramifications of that were that it would typically take between 2 or 3 weeks of risk analysis from coordinated group in risk, finance, capital management, and senior management to understand the concentration of concentration of risk in a particular industry group or region or geography or legal entity or customer class or even product group. And what they're now able to do is that the senior management in that group at a divisional and a group level, in fact, get a consistent view of those risk concentrations. And that's really powerful because they're now able to measure with some confidence on a daily basis, the concentrations against customer or product or geography.
For more information on Cognos Solutions for Banking, please visit our website at www.cognos.com/banking.
Want better visibility into your bank's performance? Cognos is the Hubble Telescope for Banking's black holes. With 17 years of proven performance management experience, like our performance management framework that shows you the sweet spots of information that truly make a difference to your performance, or our IBM Cognos performance blueprints that give you a head start to better decisions in key areas like customer profitability and risk. Get better visibility into your performance. Visit cognos.com/telescope today. That's cognos.com/telescope.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.